Good day, good day, good day, everyone. Hello, hello, hello. Hi. How is everyone today? I hope you're feeling light in your spirit and have a hip hop little movement in your step. Oh, goodness. Well, I can tell you sometimes we wake up feeling that hip hop in our step and sometimes we don't, right? Can we just be okay with not having that going on all the time, right? That's the key. And sometimes you just feel like, wow, I woke up. I feel so alive. I feel so ready for this day. I feel so grateful. It's just all flowing, right? And then there's other days where you wake up and you're not feeling that as much. So I like to start off my audios consistently by kind of having that check-in be about what's really going on with your inner life with you today. Because every day is a different day. And I do feel that the more we do transformational healing work, which, of course, I love to offer the world, and most importantly, I do for myself, I find that in that respect, the more consistent I become with doing my work at times, I feel the benefits to that, right? I feel this overwhelming sense of peace that starts to kind of stir in my body more. And there's more manifestation of what I wish to have in my life versus what I don't want to have in my life, right? And there's this deeper sense of just relaxation that comes over me. And I want that for all of us. And it does come with more of a consistent practice of checking in with ourselves and getting in touch with what's going on with your inner life, right? And what's your inner life? Your inner life is just you. It's your authentic self. It's you shining forth whatever's going on inside you, right? And could be sadness, could be anger, could be bitterness, it could be resentment, it could be fear. And really just checking in with yourself, you know, where are you at today? And I'm going to do that for myself right now. And I want us all to do that. Just do that together. So if you would, please take a seat and place your hands over your heart space. Take a few deep breaths with me, please. I'm going to count to three. On the third count, we're going to take a deep breath. Inside our beautiful bodies, we have what's called our breath, right? And this breath is the breath of life. It is your soul breathing through you. As you know or not know, if you've ever been around someone who's passed or transitioned, that last life of what's going on with them, that last bit of life is that last breath, that profound... That's the soul leaving the body. So there is no end, right? It's just we're eternal, everlasting beings. And we've got this opportunity right now in this life to learn some really powerful lessons. And what might those be? You might not know yet, and you might be on the path to really discovering them. So for a moment, we're just going to take a few breaths. I'm going to count to three right now. Please move your breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And on the out-breath, please make a sound and just really let it go. One, two, and three. Once more. One, two, and three. One, two, and three. Let it go on the out-breath. Good. Close your eyes. Just be here. Be here right now. See if you can just let go of any thoughts, any feelings you might be having about even this audio, right? What's going to happen? How am I going to feel afterwards? Just see if you can just feel into quietness inside your body. No thoughts. No movement of the mind. Just be here. Be here right now. Quietly being, taking that moment. Taking a deep breath. Good. Thank you. And now, with your hands over your heart, saying to yourself, how are you today? Stating your name, I'll do the example for you. How are you, Reagan? And then I'm going to answer it for you. I am feeling peace right now. Quietness. I also have some sort of a little bit of excitement going on inside my body. At this current time, I'm getting to take some space for myself, and I get a good 24 hours of that. And for those of you who know me, I do have children. I have a life, I have a home, I have clients. It's important to take time for myself, right? For all of us. So I have 24 solid hours to just be with me. And that sounds incredible. I love being with me. So that's what I'm hearing in that how are you. So what did you hear? How are you today? And then what are you feeling? If you haven't already answered that. I am feeling peace. I am feeling lightness in my spirit. I am feeling excitement. And the last question, if there was something that I could do for you, perhaps because there might be some energy coming up that's a little stressful, what might that be? What could I do for you? What could I do? And maybe you're hearing taking space, like me. Maybe you're hearing less stress. How could you create less stress in your life right now? Maybe you're hearing, I really could use some love, some compassion. Can you offer that now to yourself? Can you just give to yourself what you're seeking today? Maybe you feel like there's a lack of something in your life, and you can really feel that lack doing this right now. So basically what you're really doing right now is you're getting to know yourself. To know thyself is to love thyself, yes? I love saying that because it's true. Like, you're having a sacred, beautiful conversation right now with yourself. This is one of the greatest ways to heal one's life. You become in close connection and create a beautiful, healthy union with yourself. How can we create healthy unions with others if we don't have that with ourselves? Like, really, like, would there be a surprise that some of our unions, if not all of them, there's conflict? Because there's conflict inside of you that's not being addressed, right? It's inside you, and it's not being addressed. And it's as simple as that. You connecting with you, being there for you, having your back. Do you have yourself's back? That's a question. Right now, think about that answer. How often do you flee from you when you're hurting? Or you're stressed? Or is it possible that you give yourself a lot of praise and care and attention when you're only doing well, or you've done something that's supposedly successful? Right? Let's explore success today. I'd like to take a moment in this deeper connection with yourself. I really like to explore this idea of success. How many of you give yourself the attention and praise that you so often seek only when you're supposedly being good or successful? Answer that question to yourself. How do you know when you've become successful? Now, that's a funny question, right? Now, think about that. What does that look like? Maybe you're going to say, oh, you know, when I've taken good care of myself, my body's healthy, I'm fit, good money in my pocket, I found good relationships, healthy relationships, I've become a success. Is that true? Or is it possible that that idea of success, that vision of success, that perception of success is constantly changing? And there is no moment where you truly feel successful other than this kind of journey of trying to be successful constantly, and kind of the hamster in the hamster wheel mentality, right? Like, constantly trying to find it, trying to feel it, and once in a while temporarily feeling it and then going, okay, what's next? How now can I become successful? Because every bit of this kind of outside ourself, finding ourselves through these external means, will always be temporary. Because everything you seek and everything you desire, it isn't outside of you. It's inside you. And the ego does not want you to know that. In fact, most of your egos right now just went, excuse me? Oh, yeah? Really? I've tried that. That doesn't work. Or you show me people that are internally successful, feeling just at ease. What does that mean when we're internally successful? I believe it's just a state of ease. You just feel calm. You just feel okay no matter what. And it doesn't have anything to do with you becoming successful. It has everything to do with how you feel on the inside with yourself, just being in a state of beingness. We are human beings, not human doings. I have a teacher that shared this with me once. I was like, right? Human being, not a human doing. Oh, I think she would be more than happy that I'm sharing with all of you, because this is the truth. It's just the truth. We are not to be always doing and trying to prove ourselves, trying to achieve. Finally, at last, I'll be loved. Finally, at last, I'll be seen. Finally, at last, I'll be liked. It's a trap. Okay? So, can you just give yourself a break now? And please, I'm going to enter into a prayer right now to help us all rest more in our spirit, become more human beings rather than human doings, and really find our way back to our hearts, right? What am I really talking about here? What I'm really talking about is living internally within the heart space, right? More leading from the heart, living in the heart, okay? So I'd like for us to take that deep breath. And I'd like for you to see if you can find your way to your heart right now. Moving into the heart. Residing in your heart at this moment. Finding that beautiful energy within the heart of your heart, your sacred heart. Resting there right now. If you're finding it difficult to get into your heart right now, that's okay. This is a practice. Highly encourage trying to practice it every day. I too am finding my heart right now, moving into the heart. When I move into my heart, I feel this kind of tingly, euphoric feeling kind of come over my body. It's really nice. It may not be what you feel, but whatever you feel is appropriate. All right? So do your best to stay here in the heart through the entirety of this prayer. So I thank you so very much, Mother, Father, God, for this beautiful, beautiful, divine, blessed day. For I know on this blessed day, I get to be me, just as I am. No trying, no seeking, no forcing through doors. Me, just as I am. Human being, not trying and doing, just being as I am. Enjoying myself today. I get to do that. I get to enjoy myself. And I get to do it free of trying to do something to give myself some sort of permission to be able to enjoy myself. I just choose it. I get to choose my life, every moment of my life. I get to choose to be free from this energy of there is no end to the doing energy. It's just constantly inside me. I get to say no more. Please, Mother, Father, God, help me be the me that I came here to be and let go of anything and everything that is standing in the way of this. Any type of ego attachments, any fears, any doubts, any worries, any insecurities, any judgments, any limiting patterns of any kind, any limiting energies of any kind, needy energy, irrational beliefs, anything at all that is ready to be moved from my body, I ask you, Mother, Father, God, help it be removed right now. Help it be removed right now as it's ready to be moved. I'm working with what's ready to be removed. I'm tired of trying to push myself to be further ahead. I'm working with what's ready. I'm working with what is time for me to let go of. Thank you, Mother, Father, God. I call for the divine assistance of all angels and guides and masters of mine right now to be with me, to assist me, to guide me, to direct me. Let's all take a deep breath. Please repeat after me and say these words out loud. I give myself full permission to stop trying to be me. Rather, I choose to be the real me as I am, because as I am enough. I don't need to achieve anything more. I don't need to become anything more. As I am right now, I am a divine, unique expression of God, which means I have limitless potential, limitless possibility, limitless power available for me, in me, always. There is no lack. There is no limitation. I have all I need right now inside me. This is the greatest gift I have learned in this life. It gives me full power to create my life, to create the choices, make the choices that are my highest and greatest good. I free myself. Repeating these words, I free myself. I free myself. I free myself. Right now, today. Thank you, Mother, Father, God, for these words. I am grateful. Stating out loud, I am grateful. Thank you. Thank you, dear Mother, Father, God. And with these words, I say, and so it is. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining me. Thank you. It's been a blessing to be here with you today. And I send you love. I send you light. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Okay. All right. Blessings to you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.